Hello, everybody! Good day to you. It is another edition of the Manamon playthrough. We are making our way through the Oriander, Tangerian sewers and Oriander fields, ruins, and just kind of a weird area trying to get to the next city where we need to go.
Manamon is loaded.
In that city, we're going to go visit our grandma and our sister, and we're going to go take on a stadium, which happens to be there. Isn't that nice? And there's an area in the city that it would be really cool if we could go to right now, but alas, it'll be blocked. We'll get to that in a moment. Right now, we are in the fields. We are going to take on some more tamers and make our way through. And we are going to start out by getting one of these enabled. And we just took on that Bruno guy, and if you go west of him and follow the west wall, just kind of make your way west and find that west wall, and then just kind of go north along this west wall. You will find a guy with an Erwa that, as far as I know, you can skip, but, interfering with my training. You know, why?
Athlete Mike has challenged you to a battle. Mike sent out an Erwa. Go, Terra follow. Shoot, quick. Terra follow used Quake. Terra follow has dealt 102 damage to foe Erwa. Foe Erwa used Power Fang. Foe Erwa has dealt 66 damage to Terra follow.
That sucks.
Terra follow used Quake.
See, though, he gets some good moves. Erwar. I would use him. Like I said, if I had room for, like, 10 creatures on my team, I would use more of them. Alright, we're going to go south of this guy. You'll hear our good friend Bruno off to the east. This is where we came from. We're going to go south, and we're going to meet somebody who is...
This background totally fits my personality.
Hip-hop. Yeah, weird.
Athlete has challenged me to a battle. Brittany sent out a Spruce.
Our Decised will be able to handle all four of her creatures. So that's nice.
123 damage to foe Spruce. Foe Spruce has been defeated. Athlete Brittany is about to summon Egon. No, Brittany sent out an Egon. Besides, used her touch. Besides, has dealt 228 damage to Fatty Egon. Egon has been defeated. Besides, gained 442 experience points.
Terrafall
gained 295 experience points. South of Juno gained 295 experience points. Outfitter gained 295 experience points. Stereo gained 295 experience points. Nightstall gained 235 experience points.
Okay.
Athlete Brittany is about to summon Tula. Do you want to see your man?
We're good. Okay.
No.
I forgot what the next creature was.
Brittany sent out a Trumer.
After this person, I forgot who the next guy was, so I went to consult Jade's guide. I guess I'm kind of making it my guide a little bit now because I have modified it to my specifications. But it wasn't copywritten, so sue me.
But Besides, has dealt 241 damage to foe Trumer. Foe Trumer has been defeated.
Okay, Brittany's done. She's
Athlete
upset.
Defeated. Grumble, grumble, grumble.
Obviously, obtained too bad, we don't care. Let's get our Panda Bit ready. Because we're about to meet a Phyrate. If you go east of Brittany, just kind of go south of her. When that east wall opens up, get along the south wall and go east. There's a guy that's moving that will challenge you.
I'm gonna rough you up a little bit.
He's gonna rough you up a little bit.
Challenge you to a battle. Steven sent out a fire race.
The only problem is I'm gonna rough him up even more.
Foe fire rate used power punch. The move does not affect Panderbit.
Choose
a stone throne. Spirit force.
Panderbit okay, used here spirit we go. Goodbye, fire rate.
147 damage to foe fire rate. Foe fire rate has been defeated. Cool kid Steven is about to summon Biowolf.
Biowolf.
Substitute your manman? Yes.
No. Nah.
Steven sent out a
Biowolf. Panderbit can take him on. Actually,
has decreased Panderbit's evasiveness by one
too lazy to change.
Daring comeback. The move does not affect Panderbit.
Panderbit so we're just gonna.
Panderbit has dealt 86 damage to Foe Biowulf. Foe Biowulf used roll. Foe Biowulf's strength was increased by one stage. Panderbit used Spirit Force. Panderbit has dealt 77 damage to Foe Biowulf. Biowulf has been defeated. Panderbit gained 366 experience points. Terrifying gain 2.
Alright.
Cool kick. Ouchie.
Now,
obtained 199 gold.
We're gonna get our Teruffalo ready.
View your party. Panter, Junek, Fontazor. Ter, Panderbit. View your party. Fontazor. Ter, Sups.
I'm gonna heal him first.
In the items, status, revive, total,
and
strong
you'll
herb,
see
15.
Why in a minute.
Terafalo swallow this strong herb, healing 79 health.
We're gonna go now that we fought that guy. There's an opening. So we just fought that guy. We were kind of back here. So.
Some of the dust from these ruins has gotten on my
That's Brittany. Okay, so remember I said go follow along the south wall. We met Steven. This wall's going to open up and go south. Do that. Slip through the south. This wall here. There's a guy here in the corner that you can skip, but we're not going to skip him. We're going to take him on.
I'm trying to find one of my enemies. It was lost in the explosion.
The guy that was moving is gone, by the way.
Into a battle. Chris sent out an Artana.
Kind of a wuss. He wanted to rough us up, and then he disappears. Oh, well.
Quake tunnel. Terrafalo tunneled underground. Foe Artana used Frigid Touch.
Oh, that'll miss.
Terrafalo used tunnel. Terrafalo has dealt 107 damage
nice.
To Foe Artana. Foe Artana has been
that doesn't always work. In terms of getting
decided
now
has
a whole lot of power
about
there.
To summon Retira.
Retira, now let's take him out with this.
Choose a move. Tunnel.
Personally,
Terrafalo used
I think Artana is pretty tough to beat at times. So if you want to use an ice type, he gets some decent moves. And like, you know, like he's one of those ones that I would use if I could have more creatures in my team, I would use one.
Choose Aquazet, Tidal Wave.
Fontazor
used Tidal Wave.
You know, I can't.
Fontazor
so,
has dealt 109 damage to Foe Imbird. Foe Imbird has been defeated.
And I like
Chris
that
to summon Imbird.
He also has some water moves
Chris
as well. Whereas Decisive
choose a move. Tidal Wave.
Doesn't.
Special. Effect points 45.
You can get him to learn some if you don't transform him that quickly. But he gets better moves than that anyway.
Fontazor used Tidal Wave. The attack
missed. Oh, Christ. I hate when they
Fontazor
do that.
Speed was decreased by one stage. Fontazor used Tidal Wave.
Good, get out of here.
Fontazor has dealt 90 damage to Foe Imbird. Foe Imbird has been defeated. Stereo has increased to level 44.
Everybody is leveling up, my friends.
If only I obtained 370 gold.
Okay. Go find your lost mana net, dude. I'm leaving. Let's get our Skirio ready. Alright. You're in this corner where you fought this guy. Just go south. Go along this east wall south. And just keep going south. And you'll meet...
I'm still reeling from the explosion.
This chick
Geologist
with her
Harriet Guerrero. Has challenged you to a battle. Harriet sent out a Guerrero. Go, Skirio. Flee. Attack. Choose
okay.
A move. Wind force.
Skirio
used wind force.
I don't know why I tried to flee. 138 damage to Foe Guerrero. That's their work. It is very early in the morning as I'm recording
I just
this.
Need to rest. Obtained 112 gold.
She needs to rest. And she says something kind of funny when you talk to her again.
Is this what they call PTSD?
I kind of wish that if you try and talk to all the tamers again, like they give you something or something neat happens, but it doesn't. So, okay, so get around her, go get to the south wall, and kind of follow this west wall as it goes south. Go north again, go east over this glass, go south, just kind of keep following the south wall. East, go and east along this wall. There's our manhole cover. Let's see. Go east right away along the south wall. Just keep going east. And we're just going east. We're going to go north. Now, we're going to get a cutscene here in a second.
Counterdown's effects have expired.
Well, that's status, not strong okay.
Items, EX, life, dental, giganet, ultra, and...
You're going to get a cutscene here.
Meanwhile,
and basically, it's just Yavon and Octorus talking about how Octorus shouldn't do this stuff. Yavon thinks, and Octorus says it's important. So we're going to skip it, okay? Great. Keep going north. Hop out here. Now, I usually go east from here. You can go west from here. I go east, south. At least I think I do. And then east again. You're kind of following this north wall. You're listening for some people and some chests. Okay. There's a person.
Oh, damn. You're not the medics. Oh, please. I hope help gets
no,
here soon.
I'm not the medics.
My might not make it much longer.
And to the west and the east of you are two chests. From that medics guy, the guy that was hoping for the medics to show up, this dude.
Oh, damn. You're not. Oh, please.
Yeah. Go south of him, and you'll hear two chests. One behind you and one off to your left. The first chest,
Jeff found a medical miracle.
And a
Jeff
bit of Thornton irony, has a medical pocket. Miracle.
Obtained 200 gold.
Too bad that guy that was looking for the medics didn't look in the chest. And there's another guy that's looking for help too, and he could have looked through this chest
Jeff
too.
Found a medical miracle.
But
Jeff
didn't,
stored
so
the medical miracle in the status pocket.
Okay, yeah, see this guy here?
My poor Jiminer. Hang in there, buddy. Help will be here soon.
Is looking for medical miracles too. Okay, so just go along this east wall. You're gonna go. It's gonna stop. It's gonna go south of you. Along this east wall, and you should hear some people and some chests. And if you go a little west, you'll get this chest.
Obtained 1,540.
That has some
gold.
Money. Next chest over.
Jeff found a lovely purse.
Has an herb. Jeff. Now there are three tamers here, all in a row. You can take them on in whatever order you want. I'm gonna go left to right, but you don't have to do it that way.
Why would Yavios let this happen? Lady Jing has challenged you to a battle. Jing sent a
sacrilege. You don't have to do it that way.
Oh, Fontazor.
But you can't skip them.
Select an action for Fontazor. Attack. Choose a move. Drench, water, special. Effect
at least I don't think you can. I think they will hit you.
Fontazor used Aquazan.
But they won't Fontazor be like double battles or anything. They just they'll just
divine barrier. A wall of energy has
hit you. One by
Fontazor
one.
Used Aquazan. Fontazor has dealt 1,800 damage. Fontazor lays out. Areas of his man defeated. Fontazor gained 545 experience points. Follow gain 363 experience points.
Okay, we're good. I didn't remember what the next serial gain 300.
Lady Jing is about to summon Mineko.
Mineko! I haven't seen him in a while.
Jane sent out a Mineko.
Sacrilune, by the way, is the next transformation of Lunas.
Choose a move.
You can't actually capture him. You have to transfer Lunas into a Sacrilune. But that's easy enough to do. Get a Lunas in the Tangeria Tower front, and he'll transform fairly quickly.
Zianios, please, do something.
Obtain
199 gold.
Okay, go south of her. Go a little east. There's a chest here
found a master
with a master herb.
Herb.
Just go up,
I wonder if our
and here's this chick.
Destruction by egotistical maniacs. Lady Virginia has challenged you to a battle. Virginia sent out a disguise. Go, Fontazor. Fontazor used Drench. Fontazor has dealt 99 damage to
Fontazor.
Bye. Fontazor has been defeated.
See what I mean?
Lady
Ice
is about to summon Olex.
Types are fairly weak to water for some
Virginia
reason.
Out an Olex.
I don't know why. Fauntazor has dealt 173 damage to Foholex. They're also kind of weak to plant attacks, but plants are way weak to ice too.
Lady Virginia is about to summon Nymeja.
Let's go.
Virginia sent out a Nymeja. Stereo used Rage Bomb. Madam Stereo has dealt 135 damage to Foholex. Nymeja has been defeated. Fauntazor. Lady Virginia is about to summon Sacraloon.
Really?
Do you want to substitute your manman? Yes.
Yeah, I suppose.
Fauntazor. Yes. Go, Fauntazor.
These guys are kind of your toughest Virginia fights down here. This person and then the next person.
Select choose a move.
Are kind of your toughest fights in here. Aquazap. Which is a bummer, because if you haven't healed very well, then you have a tough time in here. But you can't always fly and heal if you don't have enough items.
Lady Virginia defeated. I'm going to call my agent. Bye.
She's going to call her agent. This, the line she says is kind of funny if you talk to her. Listen.
No phone service. Damn it. Fauntazor. Terra. Cancel.
Let's get our Decised ready. Here's that chest with that herb that had that master herb. East of that last person you fought is this dude.
Lives, broken by Ocarus. I can't even believe this all is happening. I mean, what?
I know,
now,
can't you?
This.
Yeah.
Detective Tony has challenged you to a battle. Tony sent out a Biowoof. So,
he's got a creature in here you haven't seen before, so I'll tell you about that in just a second.
Evasiveness by one stage.
I've mentioned it before on a previous episode. Hopefully you remember which one it was. No, I'm kidding. But I'll tell you in a minute.
Detective Tony is about to summon Nymeja. Select. Scary. Go.
He's got two of these things for some reason.
Tony sent out a Nymeja.
He's got pretty good creatures as far as that goes.
26 damage to foe Nymeja. Nymeja has been defeated.
But
Detective, no, Tony sent out a Nymeja.
Hopefully you hit them before they hit you.
Stereo has dealt 117 damage to foe Nymeja.
Okay, his last creature is a Dragitol. That is the second or the first transformation from Drabow. So it's a dragon type.
Detective Tony
so
summoned Dragitol. Do you want to substitute
dragon types? Are very weak to magic, earth, ice, stuff like that. So,
no, yes.
Anything like that, and he's gone. That's very important later, because if you'll remember, Erodium is kind of a dragon, mythical dragon type.
Frigid touch. Decides to use frigid touch. The attack missed.
Oh, come on.
Drachtel used trample.
Are you kidding me?
7 damage. Foe Drachtel has dealt 7 damage to Decides.
Don't miss, bastard.
Decides to use frigid touch. The attack missed.
What? Are you kidding me? Stunvolt.
Decides has been paralyzed. Decides to use frigid
bitch.
Touch.
There he goes. See, 500 and something. He's gone. He's out of here.
Has been defeated. Detective Tony defeated. It's how I forget my problems. Battling, I mean.
Great.
Obtain 389 gold.
Okay. That's the last person you fight in this area. Now, you can go east and south, but you should actually go get along the south wall and go west. Kind of go, because when you do, you'll find two chests. That's got a full revive. This next one way over here.
Jeff found a revive.
Has a revive. So, get those, backtrack to where you fought, what's his name? Tony. You're gonna just keep going east. You're gonna go north. East. Follow this south wall. This path is gonna zigzag quite a bit. Just follow the wall. Turn north now. North. Turn west. Go north. Go east and then go north. Just follow this wall. Follow this wall. It's pretty much gonna make you go this way. Listen for that item. It's west of you. You can miss it if you don't listen to it. So just kind of listen. That's how you'll kind of know you're going the right way, too. We're going to continue going north, east, north, a couple squares. East, a couple squares. We're going north now. We're going east. now. And you'll come across that.
Jeff found a charm potion. Jeff.
Potion. Go south along this east wall. South, south. Going south. Still going south. Kind of a zigzag path that we took, but if you follow the wall, you should make it.
Tangeria sewer system.
This area is just a straight shot east, but first, go west and go to the top northwest corner.
Obtain 5,000
and grab 5,000 gold. Now, just go east along this north wall. This is just a useless area that's here for some reason. There's a few of those in the game. I don't really understand why they're there. They're just to be extra walking, I guess. Just keep going east. East, my friends, east. And get out of here. From the manhole, go south, into the dirt, along the west wall. Start listening for an item. You'll hear it off to your east. Grab it.
Found a UP restorative.
It's a UP restorative and some gold.
Obtain 300 gold.
And then you're going to kind of go east from the south wall, and you're looking for some trees. And it opens up, and here's some trees. If you kind of go north in this maze of trees, you'll find a chest with this skill drink in it. If you go a couple trees over and then go south, you'll hear this
Jeff found an optical potion.
Optical potion. You're going to just kind of go east along these trees. Go south when you can. This tree here is all by himself.
Something seems unusual about this tree.
So we're going south along this wall. There's a person here. I would talk to him.
There are a few trees in Tangeria which are different than all the others. It's difficult to say exactly what's different about them, but that's irrelevant. If you have a rope, you can climb the tree and reach a new area. Here, take mine. Jeff received a rope. Jeff stored the rope in the other item's pocket. There are some trees back toward the manhole. You can test out your rope on one of them. You'll end up in my treehouse.
Remember when we were in the jungle and I said that there was a tree you could climb and it said, like, something strange about this area, and I mentioned about the sky plains where the Demestris was and all that. This rope will allow you to do that. And as an example, remember that tree that we just found that was kind of by itself?
Something seems unusual about this tree. Do you want to climb it?
Yes, we'll climb it.
Gilbert Treehouse.
And you end up in a new area. The rope is what you have to use in to get the post game. When you remember that tree in Brightwater that had that guy in front of it that I said was a post game tree that would open up, the rope will let you climb that. But if you don't talk to that guy, you wouldn't know that that was important. So that is important. You have the rope. You can also access a mythical as well with the rope. I'm not going to do it because it's some backtracking and I don't need it and I don't want to get it. You guys can figure it out. But basically what you're going to do is you're going to navigate through that Mount Sindar, that volcano. So go through Hedra Way, go up Mount Sindar. And remember that floor that had, we went straight up and we found Octorus and Cage and Octorus threw us off the mountain. If you keep going in that spot, you'll hear some stairs. And you'll have a choice. You can either jump down to the beach or you can use your rope to climb up. Use your rope and climb up and you will find a mythical in there. And mythicals are a pain in the ass to catch. Okay? There's six of them. They're a pain to catch. I don't have to catch them anymore because I have them in my trade files and I just trade them, you know, to the file that I'm using. But if you don't have them, you'll have to catch them or hope you have a friend who will trade them with you. Bring plenty of giganets. You can also do what I do sometimes. I bring like 3 or 4 giganets and then if I don't catch him, like I save my game when I get to the chamber where he is, and then I try to catch him. If I don't catch him with my nets, I close the game without saving, and I start over again. So, that's one way to do it. Anyway, we are up here in this treehouse. There are items, as I said. Let's get to the bottom left corner. This is a very small square room, by the way. The bottom left corner, just tap enter. Nothing there. Go down.
Jeff found three max. Jeff.
There's some max UP restoratives and 12 gold. Just kind of keep going like up and down in this square room. Okay.
Jeff found a rare jewel.
There's a rare jewel in here. Is there something else in here? Where the hell? There it is. 500 gold along the bottom. Okay. That's all that's in here. So climb down.
Yes.
We're ready to climb down. Now our encounter down has expired, but that's okay. Get to the west wall of this area, this kind of pathway. When it opens up west, go that way. Yeah.
Level 32, Egoth attack you. Go.
This is where you can get that Embird thing if you want one. There's Olex in here. There's Embird. There's Egoth. There's Hydra Bird. There's Friggle.
Jeff found a magic
there's
potion.
A magic potion. So, you can get those things in here. Keep going south. Go east. Go south. Get stopped.
A
barrel again.
Level 32 Egoth attack you. Go, Fauntazor.
Flee.
Makes a break for it.
Because I don't want to deal with these. Go south.
Oriander City.
And here we are, in Oriander. We made it. Yay. Okay. Alright, I'm going to show you a few things in this city and a couple different things. The first thing you can do in here is go left. You'll get some gravel. Go south and you'll hear a building. To the right of the door of this building is some skill drinks. Go in the building. There's a phone.
Hey there. People call me the memory tutor. Can
and then there's
not?
That guy. Now, this guy
more info. Cancel. All right, then.
Will
see
let
ya.
You learn or relearn spells that your Manamon forgot. So say you really want to keep that bug bite that Skiriel has, but you accidentally deleted it. This guy will teach it to you. I think it's like 5,000 gold apiece or something like that. Because remember, your creatures can only have up to 5 spells. So that's where he is, if you want to do that. In here also
I don't really need this. Here, you have
is this chick who will give you a lightning element, which is used for transforming things. If you haven't done the phone deals, like we did earlier, you can go in there and get them. Just leave this house. If you go kind of west of that house, this was that one that we were in. Just west of that house is another house. This is that guy in here that if you show him 10 different Manamon, he will give you a Mutmo, which you can breed 3 times and then transform him with elements into 3 different things. The only way you can get that creature is this way, and then you have to breed him. So, and you have to show him 10 different ones. And hopefully you've captured them all already. If not, you can always come back at any point in the game and do it. If you don't have the one he wants, he'll just say, oh, I wish you had it. You should show it to me. And then basically you bring him. So you have to make 2 trips, right? You have to do 6 and then 4 because he wants to see 10 of them, the bastard. That's all that's in that house, but that's how you do that. Get onto this gravel. You'll hear that this item off to your left, it's a Daedalus Dust. Go along the east wall of this gravel area. And tap enter all the way down. Kind of toward the bottom corner, you'll find those altering countdowns. They're hidden. There's a chest over here with some gold.
Obtained 1,000 gold.
And going west of that along the south wall, you'll get to a park. And over here by this tree is some gold. 500 gold. in this park, there are a few things. There are some benches. There's some people that say random stuff. There's a guy who's trying to collect money for a church. Don't give it to him. You're just wasting your money. He's a scammer. You won't get your gold back, so just don't do it. There's also a guy over here. This bench is along the north corner of this thing. If you go down the east wall, you'll find this guy.
I'm an officer of the law. You must respect me and do what I say. Go steal me a few manamen and bring them to me. I think I slipped out of character. Between you and me, I'm really a shadow warrior, but keep your gob shut if you value your life.
He's a shadow warrior, but he's just standing there. Yeah, that's important for later. If you go to where you hear this water, there's this dude here. This dude is the guy that you called on the phone. Remember when you called the guy on the phone and he was like, you're kind of weird, my name is Preston? His battle, he has six creatures in this battle. It's an optional battle. You don't have to. You can tell him no thanks. And then you can always come back later. But it's another scaled fight. So the higher levels your creatures are, the better off, or the higher his will be. So it just doesn't really, it just depends on when you want to do it. I tend to either do it now, or I tend to do it before I go into a really big dungeon area that's way later in the game.
Terra's follow is level 44.
Let's see.
Terra,
am I going to do it now?
7,757 experience points and needs 1,296 experience points.
I'll just do it now, because this, I don't want to take on the next stadium yet, because I want to end this episode, so I'm just going to go ahead and fight this guy and do this. Later, we'll still be okay later on, but you can do it this way. So, save your game.
Saved it. Game saved. So,
let's talk to him.
Man.
Hey, man.
A teenager said, what's up? I asked, hold on, speak again.
He recognizes your voice.
Okay, what should I say? I asked bewildered. You're the guy from the phone, aren't you? The guy exclaimed. The name's Preston, don't you remember? You called my number earlier. What do you want to say in reply? Yes, I remember.
Yeah, you can say yes or no. So just, I'm going to say
great.
Yes.
Where did you get my number?
Where'd you get my number?
Slash,
well, he doesn't care.
Hey, since
want to have a battle with me?
A man of in battle?
Sure. Let's have a battle, my
want
friend.
Want a battle? Yes.
Yes,
then
let's
come on.
Battle. Come on.
Musician Preston has challenged you to a battle. Preston sent out a Tylable. Go, Fontizel.
Okay.
Faux Tylable used Scourge Tail.
Crap.
Faux Tylable has dealt 92 damage to Fontizor. Fontizor has 41 out of 100.
We'll be okay,
Fontizor,
I guess.
Used Wrench. Fontizor has dealt
Tylabile is a flame type, by the way.
Tylable has been defeated.
It's the third transformation of Flamia.
Select the manamen to use.
His next one is going to be a Fontizor, so we're going to use our Janankle.
What do you want to do? Go, Janankle. Preston sent out a Fontizor. Faux Fontizor used aerial vision. Faux Fontizor's accuracy was increased by 5 stages. Junankle has 122.
I should have probably healed before I did this,
Junankle,
but I forgot. And I just didn't feel like doing
Fontizor.
It. So.
Faux Fontizor used mud ball.
It'll be okay.
To Junankle.
Junankle's
accuracy was decreased by 1 stage. Junankle used Berserk Branch. Junankle has dealt 94 damage to Faux Fontizor.
His next one is a Binyarden. That's the third transformation of Leaf Fox. That, remember Sierra had a Leaf Fox?
Skiriel gained 700. Decised. Musician Preston is about to summon Binyarden.
Yeah, we're going to use our Decised on this one.
Cancel. Decised.
You could try using your Janantial and using Uproot, but, you know, just use your Decised and take him out. It's just better to do it that way.
Decised has 100.
Yeah, let's use our Frigid Touch. Get these out of here. Goodbye.
Binyarden has been defeated.
Okay.
Now has training points.
His Decised. Next creature
Decised now has 9 tra-
Musician
is about to summon Beren.
Beren is a standard type. There are 3 transformations. The first one you can only get by breeding a Beren or a Grizzlord. Remember I said Grizzlord you can only get by trading a Beren. So, but you can get Beren later in the game. I'm going to use
select the manamen to use. Fontizor.
I'm going to use my
Terra follow.
I think I'm going to use my Panderbit.
Let go, Panderbit.
Kind because it just...
Sent out of Baron. Oh, Baron used power fang. The move does not affect Andervit. So, inventory, switch Manamon. View enemy, switch inventory.
Okay.
Attack.
Yeah, we're good. Move. I'm gonna soul split this guy.
Andervit has dealt 62 damage to Foe Baron. Foe Baron used copy. Foe Baron copied Andervit's attack.
Well, you already have a soul split move, you fool.
Andervit used spirit force. Andervit has dealt 59 damage to Foe Baron. Foe Baron used soul split.
Okay.
Foe Baron has dealt 63 damage to Andervit. Andervit used spirit force. Andervit has dealt 54 damage to Foe Baron. Foe Baron has been defeated. Andervit has...
Yeah.
Decised game set. Musician Preston is about to summon Mitorosier.
Mitorosier, we've seen him before. We know how to deal with him.
Let go, Skirio. Preston sent out a Mitorosier. Foe Mitorosier used White Lance. Foe Mitorosier has dealt 40 damage to Skirio. Skirio has 82 up.
All right.
Skirio used Rage Bug.
Yeah, baby.
9 damage to Foe Mitorosier. Mitorosier has been defeated. Terra Follow gained 500. Musician Preston is about to summon Virelite.
Okay, his next one is a Virelite. We talked a little bit about him earlier. He was in the Amica Ruins. You can catch him again later.
Preston sent Virelite.
So that's fine.
By one stage. So Terra Follow has 150.
Okay, let's use Quake. He's an air type, so he's weak to those things.
Musician Preston.
This fight. Notice how I used one member of each of my team for each of his.
Well done, well done. He said.
It's a good way to get experience.
Jeff found a fire suit.
Now he's going to give you three things: a fire suit,
these things are fantastic. Enjoy.
A nature suit, and an aqua suit. They're actually pretty good pieces of equipment. I'll show you one of them.
Ultra status equipment. Mega blast gravity.
I'll show you the fire suit. Actually, no, I'll show you the aqua suit because.
A suit designed to lessen the damage of water attacks. The wearer only suffers half of the damage inflicted by water-type attacks, but as a penalty, the wearer suffers 50% more damage from flame attacks.
Yeah, okay, so you could let your you could, you know, let your, somebody that, you know, that, like a Teruffalo or something, wear this aqua suit, and he wouldn't suffer as much much from water damage, but he would suffer more from flame. So it just depends. They're decent pieces of equipment.
Gold wave, map 37.
All right, let's get out of the park. We're done here. I'm gonna fly to the hotel.
Classic pocket comp. Select where was for you.
Now the hotel.
Monic Hotel.
When you come into the city from the fields, you will find. Remember how we came. I'll go back to the fields and show you, because it's not that far away. There's the fields. Remember we came in here and we went left and we got that gravel and stuff like that and all that. So if we go to the right, you'll run into the stadium, which is open now. You can challenge it. Then there's the hotel. Now east of the hotel is Grandmother's house.
Grandmother's house. Big Brother. My sister yelled with excitement.
So, I'll do this and then I'll end the episode. You're going to get some cutscenes. Your grandma's going to offer to let you stay there, and you're going to tell her, no, 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 I have to stop Octorus. I'm the only one that can do it. Maybe me and Yavon can do it. You know, yeah. So,
I told my grandmother most of the highlights of my journey, detailing vividly the tower and the sacred Manamon Octorus had awakened. Poor Jeff.
So, and she's also told you, hey, you should take on the fifth stadium while you're here. And you're like, yeah, I'm going to do that. And if you take on the stadium first, she'll just be sad that you didn't stop by and talk to her first. So it doesn't really matter what you do. You'll still get the cutscene that opens up the next area, if you whichever one you visit first. The only other thing in here is some stairs. Go up the stairs. Go straight north. You'll hear a door. It's Melanie's room, and there's no bed in here or anything, which is odd, but there's a total cure there.
Jeff found a total cure. Jeff stored the total.
She doesn't need it, I'm assuming. The other thing here is a flyer.
It's a flyer hanging from the wall. Your face is drawn in crayon. You're holding the Amplify and Classic keys. There's also a smiley face and heart underneath your likeness. What do you want to do with it? Rip down the
you
flyer.
You can either rip it down, or you can...
Leave it alone.
Leave it.
Rip down the
now,
flyer.
I rip it down, and I'll show you why.
Wow, that was kind of a jerk move.
Yeah, it kind of was, but hidden in this corner is 1,000 gold. So yeah, that might have been a jerk move, but you know, whatever. You'll get over it. Oh well. So there's literally no consequence to it or anything. It's just
grandmother's house.
Oh, there's a fire in here. If you hit the fire, it's like one of those flame pits. You'll take damage, so just ignore it and get out of the house. Okay, that's it for this episode. I'm going to save. And on the next episode,
yes,
we will take on the fifth stadium, which, with our team being the way it is, should be pretty decent. The hardest thing is going to be navigation. And we'll talk about that next time. See ya.